back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with Reverend Randy Werschmidt from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and about the admissions to programs at Concordia Theological Seminary. Before the break, we were talking about preparing for the Office of Holy Ministry, so students preparing to become a pastor, but there are other programs at Concordia Theological Seminary as well, and one of those is the deaconess program. And so can you tell us a little bit about that program, Reverend Werschmidt?
Well, the deaconess program is also a master's degree program, and it's 2 years with a one-year internship, and it trains women in theology who are interested in having a more in-depth study of theology to then go out into parishes and all kinds of other settings, actually, mission work and institutions such as schools and nursing homes and hospitals and campus ministries. And so it really equips women then to have as much theological depth as the men when they go out there and they're doing their own thing.
How long has the deaconess program been around at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Oh, good question. I want to say 10 years or so, I think, since mm-hmm. it's been at our seminary. The program's been around in various ways for quite a long time, but it's really taken off again since we started doing it 10 years ago. I think that's about right.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they think of seminary, they don't necessarily think of, they think of a training to become a pastor. They forget about some of these other options that are available, the deaconess program. And other program, anything else about the deaconess program that you'd like to share with us today? What do candidates need to think about before looking at the deaconess program? We talked with the MDiv, the Master of Divinity program, and preparing to become a pastor. They might want to have languages under their belt, or some they certainly want to be knowledgeable of the scriptures before coming in. Deaconess things, or preparing for the deaconess program. What are the things that that they might want to think about before that program?
Well, I think basically pretty much the same, because they actually can take the languages too if they'd like to, and it can never hurt to just have that much more ability to work with what we have. I mean, the more study you do, the more in depth you can discuss the scriptures and think about them. Certainly, the better off we are.
I don't know. You say that it can't hurt, but I took Greek as an undergrad, and it was it was painful.
Yeah, well,
I had a wonderful professor for Greek, and he did a fine job. It was actually more so my fault, but it was difficult. You know, I studied Greek as an undergrad with several of the deaconess students at the at Concordia University in River Forest, Illinois, in Chicago. And so I studied with a lot of the pre-seminary students and deaconess students there who were taking Greek and attempted Hebrew.
So, yeah, well, it's you're right. It's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world, but the professors want you to get through it, and nobody wants to see you fail, so they'll help as much as they can.
Right, right. And that's a good thing to have, you know, that support. It is a lot of studying for some of us, it more so than others, but it is good to have those biblical languages when you're studying to serve in any vocation in the church, or even as a layperson, having a strong understanding of the scriptures is certainly valuable. So in that sense, yes, it can't hurt. While it might be painful to study Greek, it can't hurt to have a better understanding of the scriptures. There are some other programs at the seminary that you mentioned earlier in terms of graduate studies other folks in various vocations. What are those programs again?
Well, there's a further academic master's degree for men, a Master of Sacred Theology called the STM, which is more like a normal master's degree in terms of the amount of work that you have to do or the amount of credit that you take. And some guys do that. Men and women can come and simply just get a master's degree in theology, an MA, and it is really the same classes that everybody else is taking. It's just without the homiletics and liturgics, but you're taking the same classes in exegetical and historical and systematic departments. And then we have a Doctor of Ministry program, which is just recently been revamped and has been quite successful, and is a very sort of practical degree for practicing pastors who just want to get a little bit more. And so that involves coming onto campus three times a year for 1 week intensives, but then actually working with your congregation for projects that you do for the class.
So that allows
that
allows the pastor then to stay in the congregation he's serving. He doesn't have to uproot and move to Fort Wayne in order to continue his studies then.
Exactly, and that's one of the most attractive things about it. And so it's really meant for some a way for a pastor to keep learning while working and actually using the congregation for part of his studies.
Very good. So he has a chance then to really apply what it is that he's learning along the way.
Exactly.
Well, that makes sense then, as you were describing it, it's a very practical program. So for our pastors to continue studying and so that they can better serve the congregations they're serving and the church at large.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very good. And then you also mentioned a PhD program as well.
That's right. And that is a PhD in missiology. And it's a research degree program, and it's open, really. You don't even have to be an LCMS pastor to do that. And so we get students really from all over the world who come for that program, including from Africa and Central America and Russia and just everywhere.
Now, I'm going to have to back up here and ask, what is missiology?
Well, it's that's a good question. It's I'll read the definition from the catalog. As a discipline, it's rooted in theology, which forms the foundational understanding of the message and meaning of the gospel, including research and reflection, languages, world religions, religious belief systems, cultures, and customs, so that the gospel may be faithfully communicated in all of its truth and power.
Hmm. So it's the understanding behind missions. Why do we go about missions? It's the scripture and understanding the scripture, and the sake for the whole reason we go out and do missions wherever we're given to do missions. It's understanding it from the scriptures. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, I think so. And to do missions in the most responsible way, mm-hmm. thinking it through theologically and working then from a theological basis within the context of whatever culture you're in.
Well, very good. So there are several programs at Concordia Theological Seminary that support a variety of vocations: office of pastor, deaconess, missiology, and just a master's. So to study theology for other vocations and for lay people, all great programs. What is life like on the campus at the seminary? You mentioned earlier that it's a beautiful campus with great architecture. What is daily life like at the seminary?
Well, it's a mixture of classroom and personal interaction. But at the center then is our chapel, which is not only the architectural high point of the campus, but is also the theological high point. And so each day we gather at 10 o'clock in the chapel and hear the scriptures and sing and hear preaching, as well as celebrate the Lord's Supper once a week. And there are other devotional services that go on in the morning and the afternoon, and compline and confession and absolution. And we really make the chapel be the center of who we are there. And so you'll find virtually everyone, professors and even staff included, that will come.
So you're not just talking about Jesus, you're actually delivering Jesus too.
That's exactly right.
Hmm. Yeah, I noticed on my visits before to Concordia Theological Seminary, the chapel is, as you said, kind of the high point of the day, and it's also the high point physically on the campus as well. It's a building that you can see from just about anywhere on the campus, correct?
Yes, that's right. And CERN had actually built it on the highest point and even built it up higher by scooping out a lake next to it. and then used architecturally. There's a kind of a mathematical harmony in all the architecture, and he did this trick with these diamond-shaped bricks to make the chapel even stand out more and be more of a highlight.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like a great place to study theology and to be renewed and strengthened in faith as you receive the gifts of God in word and sacrament there as well, while you're preparing for whatever vocation the Lord may be giving you as to be a pastor, to be a deaconess, to serve in other ways as well. If someone's interested in one of these programs, what would you share with them at this point? What's their next step?
Well, the next step would be to contact the seminary and maybe schedule a visit. We always encourage people to visit and see for themselves. It's just best to see for yourself what's going on and sit in the classes and come to chapel. It's best to come when class is in session, because then you have a chance to experience the full campus life and meet with people who are there, students and professors. We have some organized visits, something called the Prayerfully Consider Campus Visit, which is coming up on March 20th through the 22nd. And then we also have an academy in the summer for high school students called Christ Academy for high school men. And it's a two-week program where 40 to 50 guys get together every summer and high school students and study theology. And they go to chapel and they go to classes and they love it. They just eat it up and come back year after year.
And I understand is there still a Phoebe Academy as well?
That's right. That's in August, the 1st through 3rd of August. And that's a new event. We did it last year and it was very successful. So we're going to do it again this year for high school women. And that'll come up at the beginning of August. And then there's a Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy College, which we have basically a long weekend at the end of October. So there was a need after the guys finished Christ Academy. They wanted to keep coming back in college, and so we provide that opportunity as well.
Very good. Very good. Well, Reverend Werschmidt, I appreciate your time this morning. Anything else about Concordia Theological Seminary you'd like to share with us as we wrap up our time this morning?
Well, like I said before, just come and visit. Come and see for yourself what is it like, and just kind of explore. If God is calling you, or if you feel like this is what you want to do, that feeling might not go away. So it's worth looking into and just checking it out.
So they can email or go on the website or give you a call?
Yep, they can call the main number. Would you like that number?
Sure.
The admission office is 1-800-481-2155. Or you can go to our website, which is ctsfw.edu.
Very good. Well, thank you, Reverend Werschmidt, for your time today. And God's blessings to you and your travels. I pray you stay safe in all your travels in this weather. And hopefully, maybe some folks will be giving you a call to make that visit in March. What were the dates again for that weekend?
That is March 20th through 22nd.
Very good. Thank you very much. We've been talking with Reverend Randy Werschmidt, admission counselor at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Stick around for more His Time right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO.